Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about solutions for major challenges in goat and sheep production. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. Erdogan Memeli, Associate Professor at the Mississippi State University Department of Animal and Dairy Sciences, also with Lauren Blaylock, Jr. at MSU, majoring in Animal and Dairy Science, also with James Smith, also a junior in Animal and Dairy Science. Dr. Memeli, tell me about your research and teaching philosophy here at Mississippi State.
Our research is focused on improving the efficiency of reproduction and production of livestock using systems biology applications in conjunction with education. My teaching philosophy is student-centered and includes a variety of courses such as goat and sheep production, endocrine secretions, and scientific writing. I've been inspired by innovative teaching ideas, including the Writing to Learn concept from MSU's Maroon Institute for Writing Excellence summer course, that I have incorporated writing into my undergraduate class, Goat and Sheep Production.
Lauren, why don't you tell me about your class projects?
Dr. Memeli wanted us to apply the information that we learned to the real world around us, and he wanted to help us develop our knowledge and critical thinking skills to improve the problems that the industry faces. In the class, we were divided into groups to research and form a comprehensive list of the major challenges that the industry is faced with. Each of the six groups did a literature search in our assigned challenge areas, and then we read the most relevant peer-reviewed research articles and presented them to the class. We then developed a summary essay for a review manuscript where one group has developed the introduction section while the other five groups did so on their assigned challenge areas, stating the origins of the challenges and their negative impacts and science-based solutions for each. And we plan to publish our manuscript containing the new knowledge we produced as a peer-reviewed article in a relevant scientific journal or as a chapter in a book.
Okay, James, so how did your class project go?
The class project consists of a manuscript where six groups of 4 to 5 students develop an overview of goat and sheep and innovative solutions that will negate the 5 challenges that the goat and sheep industry faces today. The first challenge I would like to mention is inadequate education and training. If school systems and extension agencies were to incorporate the goat and sheep science into their curriculum, that would enable the graduates to be workforce ready with knowledge and skills. The second challenge is the lack of fundamental scientific research. There is a need for additional grants from various funding agencies to facilitate discoveries and new knowledge. The third is the lack of biotechnology and established breeding organizations. To overcome this challenge, funding phenotypically distinct herds and breeding organizations and transformative research and translational outcomes are needed. The fourth is that there is a lack of knowledge in precision medicine in goat and sheep health that prevents production of healthy animals and food. We need world-class research using cutting-edge technologies to tackle the most important health challenges such as prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of parasites. The last is the current agribusiness could be improved to become more effective, efficient, sustainable, and profitable production of goat and sheep. For this, there is a need for better business planning, marketing, industry coordination, data management, policies, and experienced workforce and resiliency and funding, just to name a few.
So, Lauren, what do you say about the Writing to Learn goat and sheep production?
We've learned a lot from our peers, articles published by others, professors, and from guest speakers through the Writing to Learn program. Dr. Derek Marshall from the MSU CVM Library gave us a workshop on how to do a comprehensive literature search. We also had Mr. Kip Brown, who's an extension associate at MSU, teach us real-world aspects of goat and sheep production. We improved our knowledge on Microsoft Office and PowerPoint with Ms. Stephanie Agnew, who is an instructional technology specialist at MSU Mitchell Memorial Library. We also had Mr. Chip Templeton, who's the director of the Small Business Development Center at MSU, to teach us about how to establish a successful small business, including the business plan. I've learned how to further develop my thoughts and own opinions through communicating with my peers, critically analyzing research articles, and presenting articles.
Now, James, what was your takeaway from this experience?
It was a great learning experience. I was able to develop better critical and applied thinking skills. The biggest challenge I faced was trying to understand various experiments done in each article. Now I have a fluent method of understanding and writing my own research articles. Going out to farms and applying what we learned in a real-world setting was a great method of hands-on training.
Thank you so much. I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.